It is 2304 UTC, so we will start with our monthly meeting. This is our last meeting, our last monthly call for this year. So now we will proceed with the roll call. So Terry, please, could you proceed with the roll call?
Yes. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the La Crallo Monthly Teleconference on Monday, the 15th of December, 2014, at 2300 UTC. On the Spanish side, we have Ricardo Holmquist, Tatiana Tokosko, Juan Manuel Rojas, Johnny Loreno, Sergio Salinas Porto, Oscar Garcia, Antonio Medina Gomez, Alberto Soto, Aida Noebla, Adrian Carbola, Aislinn Vargas Vaslo, Eduardo Diaz, Umberto Carrasco, and Fatima Cambronero. On the English channel, we have Devananti Luxing, and also Roosevelt King. On the Portuguese channel, we have Aline Andred and Sylvia Erline Lede. We have apologies from Leon Sanchez, Christian Casas, Alan Greenberg, Adrian Carbola, and Alejandro Passanti. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Terry Agnew. Our Spanish interpreters are Veronica and David. Our Portuguese interpreter is Esperanza. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Alberto.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Terry, for this. Now we will go to item number 3. This is the adoption of the agenda. Umberto, please, go ahead. This is Umberto Carrasco speaking. So we will proceed with the adoption of the agenda. Can you hear me? Alberto speaking. Yes, we hear you. Okay. So Umberto Carrasco speaking. This is the adoption of the agenda. So we will start with our training course by Eduardo Diaz. So I would like to thank him for his contribution, and he will speak about the IANA transition. Then we will discuss the review of public consultations, and there you will be able to find all the information on the agenda. Therefore, I'm not going to repeat all the items. Then we will have to review the action items. This will be done by Alberto Soto. And we will speak about topics that are the most important topics on our agenda. So I'm not going to read them all for the sake of time. And then we will discuss item number 7. We will address the public consultations open for comments. They are posted on the wiki. Again, I'm not going to repeat them, because I will read them on item number 7 once we get there. On item number 8, we will speak about the working group report. We will read, we will see the governance working group in charge of Sergio Salinas Porto, and then the IANA transition working group. Alberto Soto will speak about that group. Then we have item number 9. Sylvia Helen will speak about the topics related to the NOMCOM. And then we have item number 10. This will be done by Alberto Soto. This has to do with the webinars for the different levels of knowledge in terms of ICANN. And then we will speak about the elections for La Crallo's chair and secretariat for the year 2015. And then we have any other business, in case we have any other business to deal with. So with this, this is the adoption of our agenda. And now we will proceed with item number 4, and this is the capacity building cycle. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Sorry for interrupting you. We have three things. Dev needs to speak about crop, since Alan is not here, so we will have enough time to give Dev some minutes to speak about that, perhaps during 5 or 10 minutes. And I would like to add two other items, that is some reminders and original or indigenous people. We would like to speak about that. And Now, I will give the floor to Eduardo Diaz. But before that, I would like to say that Eduardo Diaz is active, is working very actively on the ad hoc IANA transition working group, and he's also working in some other working groups. So he will give us a very good overview regarding this so important topic. So, Eduardo, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Eduardo Diaz speaking. Thank you very much, Eduardo. You know that you have a member who participates with me, that is the CWG, which is a cross-working group or cross-community working group, and so she will be able to help me in case I leave something behind. Now I would like to speak about this working group in charge of the IANA transition. And I would like to give you an overview and some background about this. You know, we have the NTIA, which is the National Telecommunications and Administration and Information Administration. That is what we have. That is the NTIA. That is part, or it belongs to the U.S. Commerce Department of Commerce. As you know, the NTIA is an organization having a contract with ICANN. ICANN operates the IANA functions. You know, IANA is in charge of keeping the database for protocols and also it is related to the ITF. And they also allocate the IPs around the world. And one of the most important things here to take into account is the domain name. As you know, there is a relationship among the different organizations managing protocols and IP addresses. They are related to ICANN by an MOU. They have an MOU with the IANA operator, which is ICANN. And there they have different responsibilities. This operation being carried out by IANA in terms of IP addresses and protocols is a function that could be split into a different organization, and perhaps this might not cause any problem with internet and with internet stability because that has to do with standards and protocols and with a better management of IP addresses. When it comes to domain names, that is something different because IANA as the operator is the one currently managing the root zone. That is to say, there is a database managing and distributing domain names. And here we are talking about the top-level domains such as .com, .net, etc. The NTIA last year decided to perform a transition of these functions. They decided that they want to give this management to a multi-stakeholder group. In other words, ICANN is in charge of carrying out that transition. As you know, the U.S. Administration, by means of the NTIA, has the control of the root zone, and they want a multi-stakeholder group to manage all those functions. Do you have any question? If that is the case, if you have any question, please don't hesitate to interrupt me. Now, when it comes to the transition for the domain names, for the naming functions, There is a group which is a cross-working group, or the IANA cross-working group, and I will post the link on the ACE room for you to see, and there you will find all the information related to this working group. This working group has about 27 members coming from different parts of the community, from different organizations within ICANN as well. For example, in ALAC, we have representatives for each region of the world. When it comes to CCTLDs, there are 5 representatives. For the GNSO, I think we have 4 representatives. They are distributed among different regions all over the world. The CWG is a multi-stakeholder group. And they are the members of the group. Apart from that, we have around 90 participants, and the participants are those who participate in the meetings. They can make comments, but at the time of making any decision or reaching consensus, well, only the 27 members belonging to this working group can, or are the ones who have the responsibility of doing that. Participants are only observers. That is to say, they can comment on the different papers, but they have no voting rights. We also have another group, which is the one in charge of assembling the proposal. That is to say, they will take the work or the proposal by the CWG and the papers or the work coming from other organizations, such as the protocols organization, members organizations, all these organizations working in the different proposals for the transition, well, these transitions that are being created will be finished by January the 15th, and they will have to send those proposals to this other working group, which is an umbrella working group. They will assemble all the proposals. They will coordinate the 3 proposals, and that will give a final proposal, which is the proposal that ICANN will send to the NTIA in terms of the transition. That will be the final document with the final proposal for the transition. So, I can speak about the CWG, basically this working group has been working very actively during this weeks and months. We had a meeting in Frankfurt not long ago where we established or we did a brainstorming to work on the proposal, and as a result of this brainstorming, there is a proposal that is posted for public comment. And in this proposal, there are 4 organizations being proposed. One of them, it is a contract co, that is to say the contract company or the company of the contract. That is one of the organizations being proposed. This organization or this concept has been widely debated and analyzed because this company that will be created, and we don't know if it's going to be a profit or a non-profit company, if it will have staff or not. So this is just a group being created to receive the contract, to be the recipient of the NTIA's contract, because now the NTIA has a contract with ICANN, but we need an entity who will, or which will receive that contract signed or entered into by NTIA and ICANN, or whoever will be the recipient. Then there is a proposal for creating another group, which is a multi-stakeholder group, to review. That would be a review team, and as I said before, it is a multi-stakeholder group that will drive and that will provide orders or instructions to the contract co or contract company group or organization. This is a group that will create a second ICANN because it will be a multi-stakeholder group, and this group will oversee the IANA contract. This group is not defined yet. We don't know the composition of this group. We don't know the origin. We don't know if this group will be inside ICANN or outside ICANN, or if we will have people external to ICANN. But this is, as we say in ALAC, this is a multi-stakeholder group, and we believe it is a very important and powerful group because they will be in charge of supervising or overseeing the IANA contract. And that is, as I said before, the one who will oversee the IANA contract. Then we have a third group, which is the Customer Standing Committee. And here we will have representatives from the registries and the registrars. And they will be in charge of overseeing all the IANA operations on a daily basis. They will be in charge of overseeing daily activities. This Customer Standing Committee, if something happened with the IANA operator, well, any issue would be escalated by this group to the MRT, which is the Multi-Stakeholder Review Team, for this group to act through the contract co-company, for this group to establish or do whatever they need to do to solve any issue arising with the IANA operations or the IANA contract. And the fourth group is an independent panel, independent from all these other groups. This would be a kind of last resource where the TLD operator or registry or the GTLD or registrar may resort to solve any issue. In this case, we are talking about an arbitration panel, a global arbitration panel. And the result of this independent panel, which is the independent appeal panel, will be the final decision. I would highly suggest that you read all the information regarding this working group because there is plenty of information and plenty of detail about these four groups. This is important because it is now time for you to comment, to provide your input or any concern that you may have regarding this proposal. In ALAC, and now I will change the topic, because in ALAC, there is a group that was created, and this group is in charge of dealing with the IANA issue. That is to say, this is a group I have been following up. All these conversations, all these debates that are being carried out, well, they are also taking into account that there is ALAC group. This group has posted a proposal or a comment to these CWG proposals. I will post a link on the AC room for you to see all the information. You can access the link and see specifically the proposal presented by ALAC. In general terms, what I can say is this. ALAC believes that creating a company to receive or be the recipient of a contract is something complex. And the responsibilities of these four groups are very complex and they are not well established. And we as a group believe that this company should not exist, that the contract should be given to ICANN, which is the current IANA operator. So the NTIA contract should go directly to ICANN. And once this contract is transferred to ICANN, then the necessary mechanisms should be created within ICANN so that if, in any case, or the IANA functions happen to fail, or the ICANN board or someone within ICANN begins to manipulate these operations, well, the idea is that there might be some other operator who might be in charge of this function. So now ALAC is commenting the proposal, and the idea or the proposal is to create a group similar to this group within ICANN, similar to the MRT, getting input or feeding from the ICANN organization. But this should be an independent working group by means of an MOU or any other paper. If it happens to be that ICANN fails to fulfill its obligations. This contract company was being suggested, but there was also a suggestion to create another organization to be an operator, something like the service operator or the IANA service organization. And this organization will receive input from all the other organizations, and this should be created within the IANA operation organization. The idea of this new organization is to drive the policies within IANA. This is in general terms, but as you will see, everything is very well explained and detailed in the link and in the ALAC comment. So please, I will encourage you to read all the information, and if you have any question, please let us know. What we are saying here is that creating all these new organizations, in fact, might create a kind of unstable environment within Internet or within the Internet environment. And a very important issue now taking place is where the funds will come from to maintain and to keep all these organizations as they are proposed right now. And, of course, the other option is if these organizations go back to ICANN, well, ICANN will be the background company. And the other important issue with this contract company is this. If there is a report or a legal issue, who will provide the funds to the organization to be legally protected? So that is one of the background issues, and it's a very important issue because some people say that ICANN will provide funds for this contract co or contract company organization. So if the IANA operation will be outside ICANN and ICANN reports this contract or sues this contract co company, but I can at the same time provide money to this contract co or this contract co organization, well, there is something which is not fully covered. That is to say, it's a kind of circle that needs to be solved. And basically, this is what we are working in right now. We have a weekly call that is a common period for the proposal, for the CWG proposal. So the end for this proposal, for this common period, is December the 21st. ALAC has opened a call for comment, and this call for comments ends today at 23:59 UTC. Taking into account all the comments, or based on all the comments that we get, well, we will take the comments into account and we will incorporate them into the proposal to keep on detailing and defining the proposal so that we can finish with the proposal and send this as part of a public comment that is currently open in relation to the other proposals. So I would like to encourage all ALSs to read the information and comment on that, because we are now focusing on how domain names will be managed. And by the way, I haven't spoken about where this company will be, if this company will be located in the U.S. or somewhere else in the world. And as you can imagine, there is a heated debate on that, because we have Switzerland, we have many other countries to take into account. So please take your time to comment on that. There will be another round for comments. And that is what we will send as for the proposal to the CWG. The CWG, after December the 21st, will have a meeting to receive all these comments and to keep on working on the proposal. And as I said before, the deadline is January the 15th, and we hope to have something ready by that time. And as you know, all this process should finish by September 2015. As you know, we also have the U.S. elections, and some people believe that is related to the U.S. election. And that's all. Thank you very much. If you have any question, please let me know.
This is Alexis Soto for the record. Eduardo, thank you very much. It seems there's someone who'd like to ask a question. Is that Fatima? Would you like to ask something, Fatima? This is Fatima speaking. Why not? This is Fatima for the record. Actually, there's two questions that they're not basically for Eduardo, because we've already been discussing this in us at large, and we don't really have an answer for this. But actually, the question for all of Lacrallo, so that you can help us see where is it that we're heading. And one of them is regarding this multi-stakeholder review team that Eduardo referred to. It would actually be a multi-stakeholder, precisely, review team within the CWG working group. This group would be formed by the multi-stakeholder community, but not only ICANN, it would actually be the global multi-stakeholder community outside of ICANN. And we have discussed this in an earlier call today. The risk is how to include these people, this part of the multi-stakeholder community that is not participating within ICANN. I was saying today that some railroads allow the participation, individual participation of end users, and other railroads do not allow this. They only allow the or participation of organizations that have a vote. So how would we represent individual users or organizational users? What would the criteria be? So these are some of the questions we're asking, and we still don't have answers for this. And with respect to the independent appeals panel, this is also a panel that will be available for the community upon or facing the decisions of the IANA operator by the global massive stakeholder community, and this will also be available for IANA direct customers. And so if this mechanism will be similar to the arbitration mechanisms, such as the International Chamber of Commerce mechanisms or the WIPO mechanisms, that is, these mechanisms are generally very costly and they are in English. So my concern is what happens with Internet end users if in practice this opportunity for the final users or the end users is actually pretty blurry. That is, they don't really have the opportunity to file a complaint if they have been harmed. This is all for the time being. Thank you very much, Eduardo, for your explanation. This is Alberto speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima. What you have said is very important. Everything that Eduardo has explained to us is very interesting. Is there anybody who would like to ask any other question? I see no hand. But Eduardo, I do have a question here. I have read that there is a budget issue that would force IANA, it would force NTIA to postpone the September date for a few months, perhaps for 6 more months. Have you discussed this? This is Eduardo speaking. Thank you for this question, Alberto. What I have read is what has been published in the media, and it's the fact that the NTIA is willing to expect to wait 3 or 4 years if necessary, mainly because they believe that, you know, if there is no time for submitting a proposal that is properly submitted, when the contract expires, we can wait 3 or 4 years, 6 months is 6 months, and there are many conversations on this, many discussions in this regard. If we get to September and there's nothing on the table and they haven't really been able to resolve their issues within the NTIA, there may be more time for this. At least this is the impression I got. This is Alberto speaking. Thank you. If we, on our side, do not submit a proposal that meets all the requirements that had been raised by the NTIA from the very moment that they announced the transition, then they may reject this as well. Dev had raised his hand. Dev, you now have the floor.
Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. Thanks, Eduardo, and I also want to thank Fatima for being on the cross-community working group. I know that it's been doing a lot of work on this topic and issue. My question was, I guess my question is something along the lines of, were there actually any flow charts or sort of highlighting, okay, here's what's happening under the IANA function contract now, and here's how this new mechanism that's been proposed, you know, with the contract company, the MRT, the and so forth, a delegation and redelegation of GTLDs are done, and here's how the process steps will work under this new proposed system. Has there been are there flowcharts showing, like, here's what it is now and here's what the proposal will, this is how it will change under this proposal? That's my question. Thank you.
This is Eduardo speaking. I'm going to answer this question. And Fatima, please help me with this. There is a document Actually, the answer is there is no flowchart for where this ends or where does this begin. There are some flowcharts, however, on how these four groups being proposed by the CWG will interact. There is a flowchart on this, and this flowchart is included within the proposal of the CWG, which is what has been opened for public comment. This CWG proposal has actually about five sections, and the most important section, which is the third section, deals with these issues. Sections 1 and 2 deal only with the background, the contract, and those IANA issues that need to be considered within the proposal. It's a sort of a preparation for what we need, and then there is the proposal. And then sections 4 and 5, in section 4, we include the issues that are good or are bad, or what we call sort of a stress test. What happens if this happens?
Yes.
What happens if this proposal goes ahead, or what would happen if there is a government that chooses one of these groups and all of its members are from this same government and they change all of the aspects of the contract? What would happen in that case? This section 4 is still not ready, and it is part of reviewing this proposal and checking that it can support this kind of stress. Fatima, if you have something to add, please go ahead. This is Fatima speaking. I would also like to mention that in this link that Dev posted, the capacity building webinar, on the presentation provided by Olivier, there is also a flowchart, and there is an interaction with a graph showing the interaction between these new entities. Probably as of today this is already old because this is updated all the time, but there is an important part there, and throughout our work when we started this group we decided to create a sort of a flowchart or a list, perhaps, I don't really remember, of the current functions of the IANA functions. I can look for this and share this on the email list because I can't really find it right now to share it with you through some quick link. But however, I can send this and share it with you, of course. Thank you. This is Alberto speaking. This is an issue that we can discuss this during this meeting and five meetings more, as many of the IANA transition issues that we are discussing. We're going to have to stop this issue now, but do remember that today we will have no opportunity to leave our comments. The deadline is today, but this working group will start working with all the observations and remarks made, and we will have the possibility to go back to the public comments once these modifications have been made. Once again, Eduardo, thank you very much for your input. And if you'd like to continue with us, that would be a real pleasure. Thank you very much. This is Avalio speaking. Thank you, Alberto. Happy holidays to all of you. Merry Christmas. And I have another engagement right now, but thank you very much for this presentation and the possibility to share this presentation with all of you. This is Alberto Sotto speaking. We will now continue with our agenda, item number 5. Unfortunately, Alan Greenberg is not here, so we will go directly to item number 6, which is the review of action items. If you remember, we provided a webinar on the Latin American strategy. I can't really remember who was the person who was there. Can't really find the piece of paper with it. So this was the webinar that was attended by some of you. And I am now going to read, because we had a meeting So I'm going to read what were the issues discussed and decided in that meeting. We had the presence of Rodrigo Saucedo, and then from staff there was Humberto and myself. The call for these, the coordination group call will happen every 2 weeks, and we will also be joined by Albert Daniels. Albert Daniels is one of the individuals with whom we have been meeting in LA, and he was recommended by FADI to be a liaison for our region. Another issue that we coordinated there was the fact that the update call for Lacralo will actually be held every 2 months. I'm not sure if we will hold a specific call for this, but it is highly probable that because of its duration, we will have to introduce it within the monthly meeting every 2 months. We had agreed to provide the list of courses. We did it. We sent it to the list, and we also saw all the lists, all the courses that ICANN has ready. And so we're also working on a list of issues so that we can have several webinars. Rodrigo Salcedo was about to propose a calendar. This is still work in progress. And some of us will also be in charge of the capacity building plan. We will attempt to continue with two capacity building issues in each of the monthly Lacralo meetings. The staff was about to prepare some of these related to the implementation strategy, and this will include everything related to what we do within this coordination group. Fatima had raised her hand. Go ahead, Fatima, please. This is Fatima speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. I would like to refer to item number 5 that you skipped. If you agree, maybe I would like to wait for you to end with this issue, and then we can go back. Alberto speaking now, please go ahead. This is Fatima speaking again. I actually wanted to stress these policy issues. I have insisted many times, probably you remember, that I sent many emails that we do not leave this for the end in teleconferences. For those of us who are in the role of being ALAC members representing RELO, it is very difficult to make a decision or have an idea if we do not have the input from the region. Now, with this IANA issue, although I understand it's a very complex issue, and probably those of you who did not follow this from the very beginning, it is very hard for you to understand all the changes that have occurred. But it is very, very necessary that you read the statements being proposed and that you provide us with some kind of input so that we know how to bring all the concerns in our regions, because, of course, they are different from the concerns in other regions. And in this case, there is one issue that I think is key for some members of our RELO that have been dealing with this. This is a modification that affects the regions, the geographic regions, and many of you who have been involved in this know that there's two issues in particular. I can't really remember which ones are they. Those are the .mini and the .bmw, I think. And so there's also things related to the ISO 1061. But please do review these. Do tell us what you want to bring to these statements being prepared now. In this issue, there's no one being drafting this already. You can tell us, you can email us and tell us that this is relevant for you, because many times that's with all the work we have in ALAC, we skip some issues because we believe they are not very important for ALAC, but they actually are important at the regional level. So please review this list. I am at your disposal all the time to start studying and review the issues that I don't know and to work with you, but I cannot do these on my own. I cannot just bring my very own opinion. So I will insist again, and I thank you. I will thank you if you give me more input to bring to this list, and we will continue working on these issues. This is Alberto speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima. These issues are very important. It's a pity that Alan is not here, because there are some issues that our people can have opinion on some of those issues, and others where our people cannot. This is precisely why we're asking for training sessions, so that we have sufficient time to be able to provide comments and also help our representatives, because they are the ones who need to issue an opinion. Dev, you have raised your hand. Please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. Just to mention that one of the statements, so one of the public policies that's out for public comment is ICANN's draft 5-year operating plan. So for those who are following, typically ICANN establishes a 5-year strategic plan, and which has been recently approved after comment, and now a draft 5-year operating plan to implement the strategic plan has been posted for public comment. I should mention that the links are this document is available in the 6 UN languages, which includes including Spanish and Portuguese. So so I will invite persons to please review the document and submit comments to the at-large wiki. Currently, there's a draft ALAC statement that's open for comment, and I've posted the links in the chat. So that's what I think is something that's quite important to us. Thank you.
This is Alberto speaking. Thank you, Dev. This is very important because we need to participate by asking that they give us issues or things within the ICANN budget. If we did not manage to do this during this year, then we can do this for next year. I'm now going to go to item 6. There was a survey for the LACRALO members to assess the expertise for the professional members in LACRALO. So this is the idea. Each ALS, not each member, but actually each ALS could have their members fill this survey so that we can determine what is it that they can provide for training. Actually, during the Los Angeles meeting, it was defined that this survey would be prepared jointly by all the railroads. I was in charge of sending our proposal. I sent it on the following week after Umberto finished it. I sent it to the staff. I also sent it to the APRALO chair, to Siranush, and a lot of time has gone by, and we will now create an action item because we are independent, and we will send our survey to LACRALO. If you can please write it down that we will send an action item to LACRALO. We will try to complete it as is because this is delaying our training plan. The other action item is the regional map of events. Let me remind you that this is for us to be able to cross the events that ICANN has with the events that we have, so that people in our event can also attend the other events that are supported by ICANN. It's a way of interrelating two. The other item is a report on the results of the governance working group. This will be dealt by Sergio Salinas Porto in his report today. The other item is a PPT on the transition process with those of us who have been within the transition group within LACRALO. I'm going to mention this in a few minutes. We had an initial meeting, and there was we have already prepared part of this PowerPoint presentation, and when it is ready, we will show it to you. Is there any other question? Fatima, please go ahead. This is Fatima speaking. I have two questions. I would like to apologize because I missed one of the calls and there's a few issues I'm not really following. With respect to the regional map of events that you're referring to, I understand that we are dealing with the ICANN strategy for Latin America and the Caribbean, and also I don't really understand how is it that ICANN will fund these events. Usually, in order to have these included within the budget, you need to do this with a certain time, and if we don't know which the events will be, I don't really know how is it that we're going to ask for funds ahead of time. I don't really know which are the events that are included. I suppose there is some information on this so that this can help us to complete and finalize this map. But I am concerned about the funding, and I don't really understand what is the aim of this survey with respect to the professional capacities in the region. I'm sorry, but I don't really understand what is the aim of these, what is it that we're going to do with these, etc. Thank you. This is Alberto speaking. There's two different issues. The survey is in order for us to know who in our region can cover the training capacity building areas that we need, and we also need to know which are these training issues so that we can resort to external trainers, not people within ICANN, but other actually external people. In the last meeting with Mr. Saucedo and with the staff, we said there are some issues that the CROP program, because of its characteristics, and cannot support. And we require an anticipation of at least 8 weeks. So there would be a possibility that some of these events that are listed within the map list that ICANN has, or in some other that someone can contribute as a possible event, then perhaps ICANN can fund the trip. That was the issue. Dev, please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Dev Anand speaking. Well, first, going back to the regional map of events, I know this is one aspect of the Latin American Caribbean strategy where this item has been mentioned. I should also mention that this is going to be discussed by the outreach subcommittee regarding the external events calendar. Currently, there is an existing external events calendar. One of the challenges has been that the VELOs haven't been submitting updates in a timely manner. And I think one of the outreach subcommittee is going to be looking at this to track these potential outreach events, because to help also the VELOs in their planning exercises for applying for CROP. Now, the regards to the, I should mention that I think you're going to have to then go back to Rodrigo, because I don't think the funding is actually available for events directly. I know there's been some preliminary discussions, but I don't think any firm decisions have been made on that. So I think what was in the Latin America Caribbean strategy was a type of funding to attend outreach events very similar to the CROP program. So not to fund such events directly. I know that, like I said, these are very preliminary discussions to try to see if that can be done. But I don't think any decision has been made by ICANN on this, by Rodrigo de la Parra, or the Global Stakeholder Engagement Team, I should say, for Latin America and the Caribbean. Now I remember what I was going to say. This is regarding the survey to map the expertise. As I understood it, this is one of the Atlas II recommendations. And I believe that this should be coordinated at the secretariat level, because I believe this is where the action item was directed to as part of the Atlas II recommendation in terms of mapping subject matter expertise. So I believe there's a secretariat meeting this Thursday. So I would think that instead of trying to come up to do our own thing, it should be coordinated at the at-large RALO level, so that the survey is uniform across all of at-large, because it's not just about mapping persons just within the Latin America Caribbean. It's mapping the expertise across at-large. So I think that, you know, disregarding the issuing the survey, I would strongly suggest that this be discussed at the secretariat level and ensure that there is some sort of coordination as to the contents of the survey. Because I think the worst thing to happen would be for LACRALO to issue a survey and it's considered incomplete, and then they're going to have to do follow-up questions. It would be a waste, it'd be wasting time and energy. So, thank you.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Steph, for your input. We will have a meeting with RALO chairs and secretariat, and I will pose this issue. The thing is that we had a deadline, and LACRALO did what it had to do during the week previous to LA meeting. But then, apart from that, nothing else came up. So perhaps we are doubling the effort. That might be true, but we need to work. We cannot stay and wait for other people to finish, because otherwise we need to advance. We need to plan our capacity training cycle for next year. And the idea is that people say, I would like to have this training cycle, this training topic, or this capacity building topic. Then if there is something different, okay, we can adapt, we can adjust our agenda to that. But the idea is that we need to keep on moving, keep on advancing with our capacity building program. The more we wait, the more delay we will have. So we need to keep on moving. Now, the next item on the agenda is item number 7, and I will give the floor to Humberto. Humberto, go ahead, please. Humberto speaking. Alberto, can you hear me? Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, go ahead, please. This is Humberto Carrasco for the record. We have some statements open for public comment, and there you see the links posted on the agenda. We have some proposals for the procedure for preparation, issuance and publication of statements, proposal for new ALS recruitment program, and the metrics proposal. When it comes to the first and the second point, well, let me tell you that this was an open proposal. But due to certain concerns coming from people from the Caribbean region, we decided to postpone this. We had some comments in Spanish on the list. And the comments were translated into English, but the text is not clear enough, so perhaps we need a better translation for that. Alberto and I were reviewing those comments, but we decided to disregard all the comments. And we have a new period now, a new comment period now for this topic. And we also are discussing and talking about the ALS recruitment program. I know that there were some members who have been very active, for example, Russell. And there is a deadline, which is this December the 27th, for this topic. And that's all as far as this item on the agenda is concerned. Interpreters apologize, but Umberto's audio is not clear, and no clear interpretation is possible. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Alberto. You mentioned a webinar, and we know there are enough comments on the wiki page, so I would like to kindly ask the staff to organize a webinar so that we can have enough time for comments regarding metrics. And I would like to ask those members who would like to express their opinions on the wiki page that they take the paragraph with which they disagree and that they provide a new drafting or a new wording for that paragraph. Why? Because otherwise this is an everlasting or a never-ending discussion. So they say, or you may say, that you disagree with a certain sentence in the paragraph, but please provide the wording for that, because otherwise we will have some other comment reading or saying that that paragraph is wrong. So the idea is that people take or members take the paragraph with which they disagree and that they provide the wording they believe that is right. We have very good comments, and I would like to thank Roosevelt for his comments, but I would like him to adjust perhaps or to take the paragraph and provide the right wording so that we can have the better understanding and we save time. That is for the sake of time. Now, let's proceed with the agenda. Sorry, Dev, you have your hand up. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Dave Anand speaking. Regarding this metrics proposal, I'm a bit, I would say that it's poorly worded. And this is something, again, that I feel like this is deja vu because I made the input at the governance working group meeting that before you draft metrics and try to post actual rules for this, I think it's very critical that what should happen is that the chair and secretariat actually do the maths and actually do the metrics themselves and see how what would be the appropriate thresholds. The wording of the metrics actually is borders onto, I would say, almost useless because under these proposed metrics, every single at-large structure qualifies. And that's maybe I stand to be corrected, but I think had this exercise been done to actually do the metrics, compile the attendance statistics and so forth, and then present it to the governance working group, so that we can then look at it and then evaluate the thresholds, and then we could have come up with a better drafted proposal. And then this comes back again to the lack of transparency of the governance working group, because there was no real discussion of these proposals. So that's my comment. Thank you.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. I'm really sorry to hear that you keep on talking about the lack of transparency. We have done our best. We have postponed voting. We have tried to show transparency. The thing is that lack of participation makes people unaware of the topics. And then when a working group does something, well, that is very easy to criticize. Now we will have a webinar on this. And now we cannot say or we cannot waste our time because we don't have enough time on our agenda. And the idea is to have a webinar to debate all the necessary topics. If we need to go back with the metrics and review things, okay, let's do that. But please, Let's stop wasting time and talking about lack of transparency, because this is a kind of an insult. And from your point of view, you're always talking about that. And I would kind of like to invite you to participate in this working group and work with us in the working group so that you can achieve what you really want and not just criticizing all our work when we are about to finish or when we are about to define concepts. If we can work in the way you propose, we will never end any of the topics of this working group. Fatima, go ahead, please. This is Fatima for the record. I would like to say that I have reviewed all the comments and the metrics, and I would like to say that I do agree with something that Roosevelt says, which is the fact of promoting participation. And, well, you know, there are metrics that are open to comments. But apart from our comments, we are not achieving, or we are not having people getting involved with a topic. And this is something difficult to achieve. We need to achieve participation, and this is difficult. And I agree, I understand, I mean, your comment, Alberto, please don't get me wrong, but if a topic is included on the agenda, well, that topic should be debated. In any case, perhaps we may have a shorter or a longer or more time devoted to the agenda in order to have time to debate. But you know, there are some parts of some wording in the metrics that should have a different wording. Some paragraphs need a different wording because they give rise to confusion. And as you know, Sergio has already participated in this working group, and we have been working on consensus. And I said that before, and I will repeat that. If we cannot reach consensus regarding the rules that we need, well, we cannot impose them by means of a voting. So I think it is very good that you have go back with the metrics. But if we do not have agreement on the background, it will be very difficult to move forward, because otherwise we will be approving something on which we do not agree. I would like to thank all the participants and all the members who have participated and worked on that group, but I would like this to be taken into account. We have a long history here, and we need to take all this into account for a better performance in the future. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima. That's why we are creating and delivering a webinar in order to foster or promote participation. We are doing our very best effort to promote participation. We have had webinars on different topics. We have 44 ALSs, and we have 6 and 5 or 8 at the most participants. And some people say we have lack of transparency, but in fact, those people saying that there is lack of transparency are the ones who do not participate, and then they criticize our work. But I would like to see all the comments on the wiki page and to see all suggestions that members may have to promote participation. I am phoning people. I am sending emails. People from Brazil know very well what I'm talking about. And I'm also contacting people personally. But I would like each of you, each of the members of this call, and each of the members suggest the best way or a way to promote and increase participation. And all suggestions will be very well welcome. I would now like to give the floor to the next two speakers, but please, for the sake of time, be very brief. This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Can you hear me? Alberto speaking. Yes, Sergio, go ahead. This is Sergio speaking. I would like to take the time that I had allotted for the governance working group Sergio, Alberto Soto speaking. Sorry, Sergio, for interrupting, but that topic comes later in the agenda. Would you like to speak about the governance working group? Okay, go ahead. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Yes, because I would like to keep on with the discussion. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. It's my pleasure to be able to speak to you now. We have been, as you know, working on the governance working group with this topic, but I keep on hearing the topic of the lack of transparency, and that is something that deeply concerns me, because this has not been so. We had ALSs, a group of ALSs have sent their representatives to the working group to work with us. We have been working. We had the first document, which was the operating principles document. That was everything that was provided, or every comment that was provided was contemplated or was taken into account in the document. And there was a proposal also being presented. And since we have that proposal, we were able to include that proposal in the document. The problem comes when people do not participate. And here I say, or I see Devan Antilaksin saying that there is lack of transparency, but he was not able to participate in the working group, and he was not even able to send an email. And then he keeps on saying these things. When it comes to the Matrix working group, or the Matrix proposal, in fact, there are many comments by Roosevelt, and perhaps if we can have all those comments in a single and concrete proposal, we might be able to work in an easier way. And I also like to take Fatima's comment, because what she says is something important. We have 30 days to provide our input. We have a webinar, so we have concrete and real possibilities to work on something concrete, on something that is written on a paper, on a document. The problem is when we get into discussions that have no concrete basis. We can have a document, we can debate on the document, but we have the document. And we have a document to work on. We have something concrete. Perhaps if we believe that there is a missing section, or if we need to amend a section that is already worded, well, let's do that. We can modify the document. As you know, it's very difficult to work on documents, but we need to work on concrete documents. So the governance working group has a matrix document, has delivered a matrix document as well as an operating principle document. And as you know, they have been posted for comments for everybody to participate and provide input. I would like to thank Roosevelt participation, and of course, I would like to see the participation of those who are criticizing our work. Thank you very much.
This is Alberto speaking. Thank you, Sergio. Juan Manuel, please go ahead. We don't really have a lot of time. Good evening to you all. This is Juan Manuel speaking. I agree with what has been said. The document that we are discussing, I mean the metrics document, well, I was a part of the work. I worked with the group, I worked with the subgroup within the governance working group. And something Fatima says is we should all agree. And this is very complicated. Sergio and Fatima herself said they have spent a long time trying to agree. And these people, if they are not participating, then we need to see what we can do, maybe through the wiki that many people do not using for X or Y reason. Then we should open a new period for public comments, because as far as I know, this is the document that was ready to make decisions. And there is also a webinar. Well, you know, a webinar would clarify the metrics issue and everything that is being raised on the group. So what we could discuss that day is that it is very important to have all the representatives, all the airlines present, because as Alberto was saying, they are not all present, and we cannot make decisions for them. But it is important that in spite of their being absent, then we can just go ahead in the process, because we have started to work on this, and we need to continue. I think the observations that Roosevelt wrote on the wiki need to be considered, because we need to work on this, and if there are observations or remarks made, then they should be raised, but there should be a maximum time. There should be a deadline, because otherwise we keep on discussing and discussing and we never really progress. So I think the webinar could be a good option as far as we deal with specific items on the document and we make decisions on whether we are going to accept working on these metrics that we have already prepared, or if we're going to adopt new ALAC metrics, or if we're going to continue discussing and arguing so that we never agree on X, Y, or Z. So those of you who do want to do that, do go ahead and work on this, and otherwise we can just provide a new date and or a new deadline and continue working. What's important is for us to progress. I agree with you, Fatima, but we need to go ahead. It's not imposing. We need to progress. We need to go ahead. That's all. Thank you very much. This is Alberto speaking. Thank you, Juan Manuel. With respect to this, we have been having discussions with Humberto. We dealt with all of the criticisms and comments we've received, and we want to show you that we work transparently, so we have taken other measures. The webinar will be held at the beginning of the working group being created, because otherwise we will never end this. With this webinar, we can all agree, and the working group will start working with those of you who have been involved, with those of you who have participated in the group. And I insist on this. This will be the manner of working with any group working or any working group within La Crallo. So let's go ahead, because otherwise we will have no time to finish. We'll now refer to item number 8, the IANA transition. I need to say that the working group was made with Maritza Agüero and myself. We will hold a Skype meeting this week, and we will continue working. We will now go to the next item. I would like to ask Silvia Herlin later to talk about the NOMCOM report. Please go ahead, Silvia. Silvia, please go ahead.
Now I'm in the Portuguese channel. I'm speaking Portuguese, so you'll hear Esperanza, who's translating into English. I sent a presentation. Please, I'd ask the people from the staff to show the presentation. I might repeat some of the items. I'm going to repeat some information. But I just wanted to show you. I don't know if you can see the presentation, but I'd like to comment on the non-com structure for you to have an idea. Although you've been in La Crallo for many years, not like me, there's always something new to learn about the committee. So here you see the committee, the way it's formed. Above we see three presidents, in fact. the current chair, the one for next year who's already been elected by the board, and the associate chair who was last year's president. The voting members here in the committee are here in purple color. I don't know if you can manage to see this. On the left, you have five representatives from Alaki. You know them very well. Fatih, Louis, me, in the name of Lacralo. Then we have representatives of GNSO, people from different stakeholders. We have people from the CCNSO as well, a representative with a voting, with a voting representative. Then we have a representative from the ASO, and the other one, from the engineering group, IETF. They have their voting members. They vote for the applicants for next year. And as I commented on my emails, we are in the third stage of the program, working in the non-com program. This is a moment of recruiting candidates or applicants, which began on December 8th, and this will go until March 15th. During this period, all the candidates should have go through a selection process, a screening process, and we need this to happen because they will start working in 2016. We can see them here on this screen. Three directors in the council, and it's very interesting to mention that in each one of the regions we have a maximum of three persons, three members, three directors who may form part of the board of directors. In this case, this is especially with Gonzalo Navarro, who ended his term, and with Olga Madruga, who left, we have a vacancy here for the Latin American and Caribbean region, so it's important. We have a great chance here of being able to select two persons from a region, or at least one, to fill this vacancy. And of course, we have three members from ALAKI, from ALAC, the at-large, somebody who will replace Leon. We don't need much explanation on this, about the qualifications of the applicant from ALAKI, and we have two persons of the GNSO to fill these vacancies, and we'd like to place a candidate from our region, and we have a vacancy for the CCNSO, and although last year this was filled by one candidate from a region, it would be very important to try and have a second applicant in filling one vacancy here. The qualifications required for each one of these candidates for each one of these constituencies is to enter, to contact and find out what qualifications are requested. I'm going to publish here, to include here, a link through the Adobe Connect for you to see exactly to be able to see the qualifications, the features of the applicants for this year. On the other hand, on December 8th, the opening of the application process for 2015 was opened. We always speak about the wiki, but in Nuncom we have a wiki-based system which is extremely safe, and this is something new. In this year, where applicants will be filling out, and this will be absolutely confidential. Nobody will be able to see this information except for the members. And besides the self-application, where candidates will present themselves as candidates, we will have people from the community proposing or suggesting applicants who might fill these vacancies. They may suggest, here we have the last link here on the screen, where anyone can or may suggest a potential candidate. And this is anonymous. You don't need to fill out your own information. You may enter a name and an email so that we know who is suggesting who. But the candidates, the potential candidates, will not be informed on who proposed them. And on the lastly, here we have all the links of the different non-com capacities or capabilities. You may send me an email, and I or any other member of the committee will get into contact and explain how the process goes. So now we are just receiving the applications until December the 15th.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. We have a lot of discussion. But if you have something, I suggest that we deal with this on the next meeting, or we will have another meeting.
To select an applicant selected will be announced in August. Thanks, Alberto, for offering this time for me, and I'm at your disposal for any further information or any concerns. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. This is Alberto speaking. I think we will deal with this again. We will have this webinar again because there are many things to cover within our region. There are many vacancies in our region. We have no more time, so the next issues to be dealt with, we will send them to you by email. They're all informational. Umberto, if you'd like to say something else, I just need to greet you, to wish you a very happy holidays. I would like to thank our staff, to thank our interpreters who are always very patient with us. Umberto, please go ahead. Umberto says he has nothing else to say, so I would like to thank you again. Have very, very happy holidays, and thank you all. This call is now adjourned. Thank you.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks to the interpreters. And of course, Merry Christmas.